And good morning, folks. How is everybody today? It's your hostess with the mostest, Mad Morgan. You're listening to another episode of Car Musings. How's it going today? What's new and exciting? That's the question. How's your integrity as well? You know the drill. You know the drill. How is your integrity? So anyways, interesting bit of news. So I've been moving on in a different direction with a few things and new opportunities and whatnot. And I just think this is a laughable part. This is the funny part. Sometimes you just got to trust your instincts. You got to trust your guts. You got to trust yourself when it comes to certain things, I find. And the reason I say this is so about 3 weeks ago, I met with a company, and they were all talking big game about how they got this contract and how it's amazing and all that stuff. And, you know, I was still dumbfounded about the fact that, you know, although applying for this particular position, it was like, okay, I was the number one candidate. There's no way I wasn't the number one candidate, you know, but. You know, I, for some reason, wasn't accepted. And I'm like, all right, I'm completely baffled. Of course, completely unprofessional. And you know what? I'm gonna name drop on this one. The company's called Securitas. And unfortunately, this is another company that was good at one point. I'm not going to say great. But they went to shit in Canada. Especially because of probably some of the people that they hired, one particular person, Ali, in the HR hiring department, complete unprofessional jerk. But that's another story altogether. So, anyways, So they're talking hype. You know, I come in with all the check boxes checked, and it's Ali guy in the HR who probably doesn't know crap about the security industry, refuses me because he didn't like me. Because maybe I wasn't from his, you know, demographic. I wasn't his, have the same complexion as him, whatever the case may be. So the guy refuses me with a form email. So tacky, so unprofessional, you know. But the funny thing here is, out of it all, it's kind of like karma on your face type thing. Because I'm kind of laughing at the fact that, oh yeah, so... There's only so much name dropping I could do. I'm going to drop them because, honestly, Securitas is a joke from my experience and lack of professionalism. But they started bashing some other institutions. And I just thought it's kind of funny that when I had actually met with those other institutions that they were bashing, it turns out they don't really have much integrity, the Securitas. Not much integrity, not much honesty, and it's pretty shameful that they have to stoop to such, name-calling, bashing, everything else, like basically tarnishing or trying to tarnish another organization's name to make themselves feel important. And I found out recently that, they're not doing so well. They are actually in a really bad position themselves. So the fact that they're sitting there and they're bashing other companies when they themselves are in such a tough position, and companies do this a lot, unfortunately. They get that whole Americana-type mentality in their head where they figure, you know, their shit don't stink, their company's the greatest, blah, 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 blah. And because of that, they put blinders on, right? They really do put blinders on. But I think it's kind of funny that, you know, in this particular situation, they're hyping over this contract they have like it's, you know, the next thing. It's the next best thing. It's just awesome. It's just, you know... what else is there type thing. There's only this, it's the third best contract in the city. And it's funny because recent news, I've discovered that, guess what? They're dropping the ball on it. They're dropping the ball on it. They can't meet their commitments. I almost want to walk into the offices, local offices, and meet with, you know, that Mr. HR person and possibly even the manager, just laugh at them and go, really? Really? All right. Well, good luck. You'll be closing your door soon. You know, you had an opportunity to hire the best, but yet for some reason, you know, the guy in HR has a problem because I'm not one of his buddies that, you know, I don't get the position. You know, you kind of have to wonder about that. Maybe you should start cleaning your own house, bud. Start looking at your own people. Clean your own house because you have, you know, rats in the cellar, so to speak. You have an element that is not good, and it's probably why your company's going down. So other cheaper, lesser companies, if that's possible, can come into the market. So yeah, something's a little hinky on that one. I mean, it's kind of. I mean, I do appreciate the fact that certain institutions are uncorruptible. Certain institutions, especially this other institution that Securitas decided to bash, I'm glad that they still have a code of honor. They still have a sense of integrity. The fact that they will not go down that road to be manipulated, I applaud them for that. I think that's awesome. You know, I can't drop names because they are that level of professionalism. But, you know, Securitas, get your shit together, bud. Get your shit together. You're an international company, but you're acting like you're a freaking two-bit operation. So get your shit together. Really start looking at your people in your mix because something's not right, and they're the ones that are bringing you down. So, you know, you might want to think about that one. Anyways, I had to share this. I just thought it was kind of interesting. And I'm seeing a whole different light on companies during my little situation I've been enduring the last couple of years. I'm pulling back those curtains, and I'm seeing the worst of companies that, frankly, I really would want to do business with moving forward, because of the fact is that they don't have a sense of integrity, a sense of pride, a sense of honor. I mean, they're shitty companies. They're shitty companies. When it all comes down to it, they don't care. You know, they don't care, and a bunch of them are all a bunch of hype. And I love it when companies do get found out for being the frauds that they are. You know, you should dig deeper into a lot of companies, my friends. Like, you look at a company, and if they look too shiny, and if they talk a big game, I would seriously have my doubts. And I would take a second look at them and go, huh, you seem a little too shiny. You seem talking a little too much about how great you are. And let's dig a little deeper. Let's pull back the curtain. Let's see exactly what you're about. That's what you should do in every situation. If something seems a little too good to be true, chances are it's not. Chances are it's smoke and mirrors. It really is. Like, question everything, my friends. Question everything. You know, until you're satisfied you have the answers, question everything. Just don't take it at face value. Question it. Dig deeper. Because that's the only way you're going to find the truth. That's the only way you're going to make sure that you're not bamboozled, you know, by actually digging a little deeper and finding out some facts and, you know, getting the details. Anyways, I'm finding a situation laughable, but I've changed my ways in regards to a few things. Like, I'm not going to do what I want to do and walk into the Securitas offices and laugh at the manager, you know, tell him what kind of idiot he's been. You know, I'm not going to do that. I think I've grown up a little more than that. And and if they can't see the writing on the wall, then obviously they're in the wrong business. But yeah, I just you want to, but if they don't get it beforehand, chances are they're not going to get it afterwards, right? If they just can't see the obvious, who's to say that they're ever going to get it? You know, who's to say they're ever going to understand it? Who says they're ever going to? I mean, this particular situation, I just find it's laughable because, really, all right. Well, obviously, there's something here that you missed. And egg looks good on your face, my friends. Egg looks good on your face. Let me just start by saying, you kind of screwed up on this one. And you might want to start looking at your house of who's doing stuff behind the scenes, because you know they're not in your best interest if they're bringing you down for their own agendas, for their own dealings on the side. You know, they're really not doing you any favors. You know, you should really, really take stock in who you're dealing with. And just, I always love these stories when I find about them afterwards and the truth comes out. I sit back and I laugh my ass off because I'm like, ha, you motherfuckers. I was a little bent. I will admit, I was a little bent out of shape that for some reason I wasn't the call, you know. And I'm when I found that news out yesterday, meeting with some experienced individuals that, you know, have their ear to the ground and know what's going on and get the straight facts. Oh my God, I laughed my ass off. I just sat there and I was like, oh yeah, there you go. That's hilarious. That's funny, you know. That's funny, you know. That's funny. And I felt good about it afterwards because I was just like, yeah, yep. That's awesome. That is like the best news ever. It wasn't me. It wasn't. That's, I think, the best thing. When you're in a situation where you have your own doubts, you think it's you, but it's not you. It's not you. And when you discover it's not you, it's them, bam, it's like, oh well. I'll tell you, I went in with my doubts with companies like Securitas, and I had my doubts. I heard crap about them. And, you know, after my brief experience with them, it just kind of confirmed it. It did. It confirmed it. Very much so, it confirmed it. So, you know, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Truth came out. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You know? Anyways, onwards and upwards, my friends. Just remember, every setback, sometimes there's a reason, right? Don't always sit there and take it as somewhere that you dropped the ball, right? Sometimes there's other stuff going on that you actually have to sit back and observe. The incompetence is not on your side. It's the competence, the incompetence is on other areas that, frankly, you just don't see. But you can kind of piece the pieces together if you actually sit back and look at it a little while and go, huh, yeah. That doesn't add up. Neither does that. And then, who knows? If you pay attention close enough, you might just come to realize that, guess what? Guess what? Wasn't you at all. You know? Other circumstances. Yeah. Anyway, that kind of made my day. I mean, things are good. Things are good. Good, good, good. Well, good in the sense that I'm feeling a little more confident towards resolve when it comes to a lot of stuff in the world today, not just in my own backyard, but you know, when it comes to the world stage, I see progress that is going to be beneficial. So I think it's a scary change what's going on in the world, but I think it's a needed change. When the chips finally settle, so to speak, I think eventually it will end up being a good thing, right? we'll end up getting a lot of stuff fixed that needed fixing. And this is not putting America as a, you know, the hero of the day. Actually, it's going to be, you know, showing places like the USA as being the criminals that they are. So, you know, that's the other thing that's people miss is the fact is that regardless, again, like I mentioned about these companies that present themselves in a certain way, you know, if they're not being 100% legit, if they're talking a good game and a lot of hype, you know, eventually it all comes out in the wash, as they say. You figure it out, you look at it, you go, yeah, all right. So here comes the truth. You know, here comes the facts. Here comes the details as to what's what. And I think at that moment of discovery, it's awesome because it's like, oh, finally, what we all suspected, you know, the truth is out. The truth is out there. We figured it out. We know that this is this and this is this, and now we're going to tell everybody about it. And then that's great. I mean, I love seeing those situations where, you know, people or companies or whatever are exposed for being frauds, you know, because when they're not being honest and they're frauding a lot of things, like the public, and they're frauding the overall idea of them, when they're frauding all that stuff like that, they're taking from somebody, because there's a reason why they're playing the game, right? There's a reason why they're giving the hype. There's a reason why they're doing all this stuff. And chances are, these are not for the most genuine, noble reasons, right? Generally, it's to make a quick buck or to scam some people or, you know, deceive people or nothing of a sense of integrity, nothing of a noble sense. It's more of, okay, we're going to make a quick buck, or we're going to convince people of this, or we're looking after some power, or whatever the case may be. You know, nothing of a, hey, let's do this for the right reasons. It's kind of like, yeah, we're going to convince people of this just because we want to. And I love it when they're exposed, because I sit back and I go, eh. Listen, folks, I know it's difficult at times, and I want my listeners to know this. I know it's difficult at times to play by the rules. I know it's difficult at times to do what you're supposed to do. I know it's difficult at times to play fair. I understand that. It is frustrating when you see all these other people getting away with all this other stuff. Don't be that asshole, right? Don't change the goodness of who you are and the sense of integrity. If you can wear a badge of integrity for being honest and being true, I'd say that's a better reason to sacrifice. I really do. I think it's a whole awesomeness that, frankly, should be embraced. You know, you see a lot of people that take a quick fix or take a shortcut or, you know, do the wrong things because, well, either they're weak in the fact that they need the attention from other peers because they, you know, want acceptance, or they weren't raised right. You know, you see a lot of these criminals with their home invasions and, you know, all this stuff like that. And I kind of feel bad for them, because the thing is that, you know, they weren't raised right. Their parents didn't love them very much. They're assholes, you know. And it's just, don't take shortcuts because it seems it's the quickest route. Don't do that. Even with simple things like driving, don't take shortcuts. Don't speed. Don't put other people in danger just because, you know, you have this idea that you have a right to. There's a reason why there is rules. There's a reason why there is laws. A lot of that is based on the fact is that it keeps civilization civilized, right? without the rules, without the laws, we're not civilized. So when you start breaking them, and more people start breaking them, you are just diminishing the fabric of society in what makes us civilized. And it goes to a greater effect. Yes, did you have any impact on the wars going on the other side of the world? You know what? Maybe you did, to a small degree, because you woke up one morning in a pissy mood and decided to break a bunch of laws, do whatever the hell you wanted because you woke up in a pissy mood. So, you know what? Maybe you did contribute to the negativity on the other side of the world. Maybe you did add to that pool. So I want you to think about that one for 1 second. When you start reacting in stupid ways, start speeding, start, you know, being rude to somebody, you know, starts being negative, you might just be catering to the bigger picture. So when shit comes to your front door from the other side, you might only have yourself to blame. Shortcuts are shortcuts. Follow the rules, follow the laws. In the long run, yes, it's a harder road to go, I agree. But the sense of satisfaction and pride you will have in yourself and your family will have in you is so much the reward that is worth it. Is worth it. You know? Don't get me wrong. I believe that there are people that are gluttons and have more than they need. I agree with the fact that, yes, there should be a leveling out of wealth when it comes to the world. I do agree with that. I do agree with that. But at the same time, you know, are those the ones that are, you know, having home invasions? Probably not. You know, probably not. Those greedy, scummy, you know, people and everything else that are basically manipulating, abusing everybody. Unfortunately, those are the ones behind the tightest security. Those are the ones that have the highest walls. Those are the ones that hide behind all that infrastructure because they are doing wrong and they know it. But not the average citizen, not the working class. Anybody that you can get to their front door and invade their sanctuary and their home, those are generally not the ones that you should be preying on. But I'm not promoting crime. I'm not promoting home invasions because I'll tell you, if you step on my house and you put any threat towards my family, I will take you out like the fucking trash every week. All right? I definitely will. And you will suffer because I will make sure that you learn the lesson of your stupidity. But at the end of the day, that's defense. That's not aggression. That's not offense. That's defense. That is, you've stepped on to my sacred ground, to my sanctuary, and threatened my kin. You know, generally, the really rich people are behind high walls, don't have kin. They don't have family. So, you know what? Scale those high fences, get an army, and attack those really richy, scummy, you know, scandalous people that are literally abusing others. Those are the people you should be attacking. I'm not promoting it. I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying really, really be selective of, you know, what trash you're taking out. Just keep that into consideration, right? Anyways, so the moral of the day, the whole process of the day, the whole thought that you should think of it today comes down to this. Listen. Always question. Always try to get the facts. Peer behind the curtain. You know, get the details. And just don't take it at face value for anything or anyone. You know, I've seen a lot of exposures in people and in companies and everything else over the last couple of years. And frankly, once I am at that top pillar of things, I will not do business with them. And I will slam them every chance I get. So those that aren't aware, they're made aware, right? they come to realize it. They come to understand it. And they're knowledgeable about it. And that's the thing, right? That's the thing. You want to make sure that less people have to go through that crap. Anyways, that's about it for today. That was just my little burp I wanted to put out there and stuff like that to talk about. It's laughable. I love it. I love finding out that information. I found that out just yesterday, and I sat there and I was like, oh, what would I do with this news? And honestly, I'm just gonna let it be as it is. If those people are oblivious to not realize their mistakes, then maybe they'll never learn. But my advice is just be the better person. Be the better person. As long as you know that information, as long as you have that tidbit, you know, rejoice in the fact that you know it wasn't something that you did, and it was something beyond your control. In the long run, we'll all be laughing at this and we'll all be better for it. But just, if you're going through tough times right now, just know that there is better days ahead. It does get better. It does. One way or another, slowly but surely, probably not as fast as you want, but it will get better. And that includes the way the world is right now. It will get better. I'm going to wrap this up. Hey, I'm your host, Matt Morgan. Thanks for listening to another episode of Car Musings. Keep your integrity in check, my friends. Yeah, check out the website if you want. I've talked about it enough in the past, but you know, if you are one of those privileged people that are in a position to help out, we could use your support. TheMadMorgan.com. I will give you one heads up though. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be doing these episodes. I have other areas I got to focus on. And you know what? If I don't have my audience support a little more, I think I might just take a break for a bit. Because I need your support. I need you to share. I need you to tell people about us or even throw a few bucks our way. I just need that. Otherwise, I really have to take a look at the books and go, am I putting out more than I'm getting in? That's the question. Dollars and cents, if I was in a better position, then, you know, I need the cost. But, you know, time to step up, my friends. Anyways, I'm your host, Matt Morgan. Thanks for listening to this episode of Car Musings. I will see you next episode. Bye for now.